Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you today on this beautiful morning. Starting to look like a pretty good morning out there as the sun's starting to come out. We had some rain last night, and but it's still looking pretty good out there so far this morning. And joining us in studio this morning, as he does the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, we have the city manager of Coffeyville, Mark Hall. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. And I think what Mr. Rogers says, another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That is so true.
That was one of my favorite shows growing up as a kid. I loved that show. He's always so positive about everything. It's just, it was awesome. All right. Well, sir, tonight we do have the city commission meeting. A few things going on. First, let's go over the consent agenda. There's actually a few added things on here that we usually don't have, but there's second readings of a couple of ordinances that are out there today for tonight.
That is, it is one of those that the first reading is a rezone, and what that is it's going to be a parking lot, but it is one of those. It's in R4. And it'll be rezone, which is residential 4. It allows a lot of things in that, but it'll go to C4. And that is cause for a rezone. And then, of course, the next one is a charter ordinance. The city, in the last meeting, and this would be the second reading, adopted the 2018 ICC building codes. So now we have current up to date set of building codes, and of course that goes with the creation of our housing department. So a lot of good things.
Yeah, and the housing department, of course, like you said, was newly created just a few months back, and starting to get to work on that stuff as well. Of course, we have the appropriation ordinances, which is basically the city paying its bills, and then another appropriation ordinance to ISHMs. And then we'll get on to our new business, and the first one is about CDBG CV grants.
You bet. It is, I might mention this because it makes them feel good, but it is the swearing in. We're going to swear in three police officers. And, of course, that's to protect and serve the city of Coffeyville. So we're kind of excited about that. And then it is also, and this is reaching out to our dispatch, or we call our communications division, is the National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. It is, I tell them not to be confused with telemarketers.
Right.
But this is our communications and dispatch, which is 24/7. It is one of those. They do a fantastic job, and they get, of course, fire and police and city operations. So they're fantastic. But the first, the CDBGCV.
Boy, say that three times fast.
Yeah, I got a little tongue-tied on that one. What this is it's a federal meal program grant. And during the COVID, there is many groups went into their cupboards and, you know, fed families that are in need. And this, actually, for the great thing that they did during this time, is a reimbursement for those. So hopefully they'll restock their cupboards and continue with their meal programs. But that is for commission consideration. And then we move on to, this is Republic Trash, which, remember, I think everyone knows, we do not have the trash service. It's contracted out. And by being contracted out, they are requesting a rate increase. It's small, but it is a rate increase. And so the commission will consider that. And then, and I apologize, the first thing is keeping the trash service. I am impressed that it's not usually common for bulky pickup in cities just because the amount. They do offer that in their services, and that was something new to me. So usually cities, if you add anything bulky, will do an extra charge anywhere from $5 to $60. So this is a good add-on service, but it is to continue the relationship with Republic. And then the next one is the rate adjustment that they're asking. And that is a small adjustment, but there is an adjustment. And then, of course, we go to the city's manager's report, where I'd like to not only thank staff for all the hard work we're preparing for spring. It's around the corner. We're seeing things grow. And we have to always try to stay ahead of that. So we're preparing for spring and finishing up some winter projects. But also, I like to, in the city manager's report, is to thank the citizens of Coffeyville. This has been a tough, now over a year.
Mm-hmm.
We came to our anniversary of the COVID-19. It's been hard on everyone, and we still ask that everybody be vigilant and trying to keep the spread. Things are coming down from the week before to last week, Friday. We only had 24 new cases in Montgomery County, and that's just based on the numbers. They run a little behind because of reporting time.
Right.
But it's slowing. It's slowing somewhat, but we can't be fooled, and we've got to, if you can, always mask up, social distance. This is, and I truly feel strongly about this, everything we can do our part keeps businesses open. Because if ever that spread gets back up again, that's when we see sad things happen to businesses. So once in a while, I know it's asking a lot, but I've gotten used to it, and it's kind of, I don't have to shave sometimes. So,
what I was talking about, it's like, put the mask on, now nobody recognizes me in public. I'm like, yeah.
I never thought of that.
Put on some sunglasses and a hat, and then you just really look inconspicuous. Although, yes, everybody will probably look at you like, what is going on with that guy?
But we do. Coffeyville, you're great. We always say Coffeyville strong, a fantastic people. They can throw anything at us and we keep on going forward. So I just want to thank the public for all they do.
Absolutely. Again, that commission meeting is tonight at 6:30 at City Hall. For those that would like to come out and check out the city commission meeting tonight, how can they do that?
Well, I tell you what, the doors will be open, but it is if you're needing assistance. If you go over to the east side, there's a ramp that goes down to a single door, which I've learned is to say it's where you go into customer service. But if you'll go through that door and then turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. If you'll take that up to the second floor, that is where the commission is. And we'd love to see everyone. The commission loves to hear opinion. It is one of those that we know that we always have to improve. So we take the good with the bad. I don't think anybody at the city wakes up in the morning and says that they want to do something bad for the public.
Right.
So we got to learn, and it's a process.
Like you said, there's a comment section where, yes, people are allowed to. I lost my train of thought for a second, but that's one of those ones. Does somebody have to ask in advance to do comments, or can it be just kind of a, hey, I would like to come up and address the commission?
No, you can address in the comment period that is open to citizens. And like I said, we appreciate citizens' comments. That's the only way we can learn. We do And that is still during this. We practice social distancing. So the commission room looks a little spread out. And we require to wear masks. And that's just protection of everyone. And if you're attending, you're protecting someone else. So it's we still practice that. But you're welcome at meetings. And the commission has done a great job of keeping the commission open. Several cities during this time shut that down. There wasn't much interaction with the community, but this commission has always made the commission open. So I really want to thank them for that.
Absolutely. But again, that meeting is tonight at 6:30 at City Hall. So head on over there if you are interested in seeing that. And Mr. Hall, thank you so much for coming in today. We definitely appreciate it.
Thank you. And Coffeyville, stay safe.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning in Southeast Kansas.